Feel me? So I grabbed it, and mm-hmm. the first time I had it, I'm like, yo.
Crazy.
And I'm like, yo, I'm telling to myself, and it got to the point where I'm telling people, I'm like, yo.
Me too. I swear.
Have you tried this water? Get it sexy, one up.
Get it sexy, one up.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
This is.
Y'all are crazy.
They are indeed crazy. This is the Goodfellas Podcast, episode 181.
God damn.
Why you said it like that? Like we old or something?
180. Oh,
like so how old are you? 40?
Like Kevin Hart did it. Damn.
Yeah, 181. Yeah, I can't wait for the 200th episode.
Introduce yourself. But, you know what to do.
This is Blanco in the building.
Below.
You are below. Who are you? Okay. Special guest in the
just
building.
Ruined it.
I'm St. Patrick.
Killer K in the building. Sprout Juice very own.
Courtney with a K.
Yes, sir.
If y'all okay, was...
Welcome to the pod, baby girl.
Indeed. Long time coming.
I'm glad you sprouted up.
Yes, finally sprouted.
One of our sponsors. Y'all can finally put a face to it. If y'all was tapped in last year when we was get it sprouted mid-episode, when we had the Sprout Juice sponsor.
And this is the one and only, the legend.
Yes.
The Sprouter.
The only cold press juice in Newark.
Yeah, talk your shit. Yeah.
Only one.
Real juice.
First one in Essex County. That's the real juice.
The real juice. Really? There you
go. None of that stepped on nonsense. Y'all
stepped
got
on is crazy.
It's that real work over here.
It's that artificial flavor right here. It's that real.
He has a point, though.
What we got going on?
What's up? How you feeling on St. Pat's?
I'm feeling good. I don't subscribe to European holidays too much.
Yes,
I'm one
sister.
Of them.
Thank you.
So I ain't even.
You
know
said
today
thank you,
Pat's
to my fault, brother.
It's today, St. Pat's. Oh yeah, totally disconnected.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah,
kind of forgot.
Shout out to the green though. We here for the green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about my green and my blues.
Okay.
You talking about money? Ah, you're smart. I see what you did there.
But yeah, man, it's a pleasure having you on. Finally.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Tell us what you got at the table right
here.
So I just, you know, something regular.
This ain't TV.
Something regular. That don't look regular.
Turn it this way. I bought a half gallon of Cool Cumber. Cool Cumber is one of my newer flavors that is gonna, you know, take the summer. So that is a cucumber, pineapple, mint, and ginger. Very light, refreshing, hydrating.
We get to try
juice.
That today.
Yeah.
Y'all get to try it.
Today.
We can try it in 15 minutes.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Once Ron breaks
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. For the people that aren't completely familiar with Sprout Juice, when we sat down about like a year ago,
mm-hmm.
met up at Starbucks,
me,
you, James, and how you ran it down to us?
Good time. It's so crazy because that was actually before I even opened my storefront.
No, everything went super fast.
Yeah, and
everything just
we
sprouted.
Definitely had to. Yeah, we definitely have to.
Because the conversation
take that full circle.
Roll today.
The conversation when we sat down was
up.
I was waiting on something to happen. I just got to go get it, and she's talking about reaching out to people to sponsor whatever. We talked about the podcast and whatnot. And then like that, I felt like the store opened up.
Months. Yeah, it'd probably be like a good 2 months. It came super quick. It wasn't even in the cars necessarily. So what Ron is referencing is that I was involved in a particular development at the time called Makerhoods. And Makerhoods is a live work program that they have out in Newark. If you guys are familiar with the historical mansion, the Kroger Scott Mansion on Dr. Martin Luther King and Court Street. So that particular mansion was owned by this man named, his last name was Kroger. I forgot exactly all that he'd done, but it was something pertaining to, I think it was like liquor or a pub, some type of vibe. Mm-hmm. But he was rich, mm-hmm. right? And he owned that mansion. And Scott came from a lady, I forgot her name. She actually worked as a cleaner at his mansion.
Okay.
She was into hair care. She sold hair care products, ended up opening up a bunch of salons around the city, came back, bought the mansion, and then eventually the mansion went to foreclosure. She's actually the first black female millionaire in Newark that owned that mansion. So Kroger Scott, that's where that whole thing came from, and it'd been sitting for a long time. This guy named Avi ended up obtaining it, and being as though it's a historical mansion, it's only but so much he can do. He had to restore it at that particular moment. So where the live work program came in is that he chose at the particular time, it was a set amount of businesses that would open either their storefront and have their business, such as myself, inside of the commercial kitchen. So if you ever look it up, or if you ride past there, you'll see the mansion's restored, and then there's a whole apartment building, then in the center there is a supposed commercial kitchen that still has not came out yet, which is why I had to hop off that bandwagon, because it was stopping my bag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you would be able to have your apartment there and storefront or commercial kitchen. So some people still stuck with it and went through with the process, and they own their own storefront and have an apartment there. So I was a part of that development. Like, it was a whole, from 2020 is when that whole thing came out, where I actually did the application and spoke to somebody, and then you did a deeper application, you know, gave them your finances, answered some questions, did like a little pitch video, and then you'll be chose. So once I was chosen, I then had to go and pitch my business on some Shark Tank shit, mm-hmm. which was, it was fire though, because I went there with charcuterie boards, and I'm like, it was lit. I had a whole little PowerPoint, and I was one of the businesses to be chose. So that was like 2021. And yeah, we can clap for it. We can clap for Sprouts being chosen on that. I mean, you know. Still a great business, even though unfortunately I wasn't able to, you know, continue the relationship with them there. It's still a great opportunity, and I hope that, you know, we are better taken care of in that particular instance, because it just wasn't right for Sprouts and a bunch of other people to move forward with it. So not even to speak too much on that, because it's a little deeper than when I'm mentioning. So I stopped sprouting. I stopped juicing probably from like 2021 up until that 2020. I stopped juicing end of 2021 or so, up until like that 2023 of April when I returned back to juicing, because I stopped my business for like 11 months and I was just waiting for the development, because they were, you know, it's promises of, oh, it's going to open now, it's going to open. So it kept pushing, and it was just a lot going on. So I was like, fuck it, because stopping my bag right now, you know, I feel like I abandoned my business and people are reaching out to me. And so I returned juicing. I was actually utilizing a space in Belleville called Belleville Bites, where I was paying like $34 an hour just to use their facility. And that shit was eating a hole in my pocket, you know.
That was crazy.
$34 an hour, yeah. And I had to do it at 4-hour increments. So.
Oh, so the minimum was 4 hours.
Minimum was 4 hours. So I'll go in there and I'm juicing. And then I'm like trying to hurry up and, you know, move it around. And at the particular time, I had bought my daughter a school bus back in 2020, because she had an IC card.
Rewind that.
You want a school bus? You're not about to just speed bump over.
Yeah.
Rewind that. You said I bought my daughter a school bus.
So, all right. Back in 2017, my daughter was like 7 or 8. This is like one of my little dreams, that I always used to want an IC card, you know, like the mommy IC cards. And I remember driving down Broadway or something, you know, where that Burger King, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with North, it's like where Broadway and that and Broad Street meets. It's a Burger King over there. Yeah. I don't know those hood names or whatever.
I know
but
what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there was
Nah, you want to know what's crazy? It's like off of MacArthur or something. Like,
yeah, it's close by MacArthur. Yeah, yep, it's like adjacent.
Right off of, at the end of MacArthur, it goes into to it. Yep. Yeah.
So I was driving. There was a particular space they used to sell ices and stuff by bulk. And their gate was open. And I seen they had carts in there. And it's like winter. So I'm like, hold up. And I doubled back. And I went there and I spoke to the guy. And I said, any of these for sale? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, how much is this one? And he told me, I think I probably paid like a rack for it. Mm. And I'm like, all right. So at the particular time, I didn't have anywhere to put it. So I gave him some money on it. And I just... from periodically bring him some money just to have him keep it stored there until the summer came, you know, when I can take it, register it, and do everything. So summer 2018 is when I first registered it. And summer 2018 is actually when I launched Sprouts in addition to my daughter's icy cart. So
big things.
Yeah, exactly. 2018 was a pivotal moment for me in terms of just entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Like I've always did the whole corporate. I still work corporate currently, but at that particular time, I stopped working for this banking company that I was working for and registered the cart. I was on unemployment that whole summer. It was hard out here for a pimp.
Lord have mercy.
Trying to get the money for the rent, I'm telling you.
Push that shit out.
What? So it was literally like.
What the fuck?
I don't know where it came from.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where it came from.
Y'all never
shit out. Nah, niggas never seen the movie now.
Nah, it is from the movie, but oh, God. I was not expecting that.
But no, it's perfect. It's perfect because I was pushing the cart, right? So literally, the whole summer was crazy.
You're crazy.
I would go and get the ICs early morning, go and get the ICs. We would go to the storage unit on First Street, I think that is, or First Ave, by Orange Street. Her grandmother had a storage unit over there. So I got cool with the guy at the storage place, well, the other lady too, and they used to let me park the car there. Mm-hmm. We'll go and get the cart, load it. I'm originally from 4th Avenue, like that's my hood, 4th Ave, so yeah. My daughter and I would walk the icy cart from the storage unit all the way to my hood, double back 6 miles
you
every
had the
day.
Bell?
6 miles?
Nah, I had a bell. It's crazy. I ordered the bell.
Oh, wow.
Amazon, this is bullshit.
You need the bell.
You gotta
shake the bell when you're pushing the cart.
I know, but.
Had to be your own bell.
I see.
You feel me? And it's so funny. So her cart was painted. Like I had. I had someone that I know, she actually hand-painted the cart. We still got the cart. Hand-painted the cart and said Millie's Goods on it. And, you know, you see a black lady and her daughter, you know, pushing people up, pull over and just give us money for the hell of it. Like, yo, keep going or whatever, and just pushing like that.
I'm going to tell you like this, feel me? If you ever want to bring that out of retirement for a Henny Day, pull up.
Listen, it's all love. Let me know.
For a Henny Day.
For a Henny Day.
What is that?
Henny Icy's.
No, I'm just Henny Icy's with you.
Nah, I'm playing. Man. I'm not doing Henny Icy's.
If we do another Henny Day, I want the cart there.
My fault. I just remember when we was all right. So when we was at Starbucks talking about the spouse juice and all that, and like getting supply for the pot or whatever, James is thinking about what to mix it with. He's like, yeah, because I think that'd be good with the tequila. It's like, yo.
Immediately.
Oh, no.
I was like, yo.
Yo. James is so serious.
This is
too.
A healthy wave right now, bro. Right. Like.
Listen, but it's so funny because I actually did and I'm going to bring it back this year. I did an event called Libations where I partnered with Cups, who is a liquor brand, and she made drinks with my juices. So I just made like mono juices and she'd mix, juices together. And so I, cause Sprouts is a family brand, right? Whatever you decide to do with it after is your prerogative. Right. But I use this as a segue for, you know, us, the 21s and up, to be able. So I'm like, all right, if I partner with someone who does lick, it's kind of harmless. It's like I'm just like colliding, pushing the brand together. So it kept safe and it was a hit. Like the event was fire. So doubling back to my 6 mile every day in the summer.
Trekking.
We would walk 3 miles there, 3 miles back. And I would immediately put all the stuff up, put the car back up, put all the stuff back up. And then I'm going to the house making smoothies, coming back out and I'm slinging smoothies. And that shit was paying the rent. Like it was, granted, it was paying just the bills, but I was making a piece of it. And that was like my first real
shout
like
to them pieces.
Okay, you gotta make the pieces hit. So that was my first like, gangsta. All right, I can do this shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like this is my first taste of entrepreneurship. Like, right, I can do this shit. And then you know, summer left out, and I'll say the freaking cart was bringing in more money than the the juices and the smoothies. So I'm like, ah, shit, I gotta get another job. So yeah. Of course, I went back into the work field because that's one thing I'll say. It's always been very easy for me to get a job, not even on no flex shit. Like, no, because flex. Of my resume, flex. I can just go and like get a job quick.
Took your shit.
But I don't want to master, you know, working corporate or being able to work for someone. I want to master being an entrepreneur. Mm. So this is where the pivot is going. And by next year, I know I shouldn't be working for anybody anymore, you know, granted to the trajectory.
Somebody should be working for you.
Yeah,
give it
so,
up for self-employment.
My nigga's gonna snap.
That part, so. What we were talking about, not bringing it back to the bus. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, she had the cart. So I bought her a school bus 2020. I happened to be on Craigslist. I don't know what the fuck I was looking for at a particular time, but
school bus on Craigslist.
Nah, dead ass, and it came up like I probably was like looking for a trailer or something, mm-hmm. like you know, because
school bus.
Like, I was always doing some type of, you know, search or something, you know, trying to expand or something like that. So, Dapper School Bus happened to be selling their fleet, so. They were regular school buses that were used for kids, but say they got a contract with schools and they're supposed to have 2016 vehicles now, not 2015.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they got to claim they hold the kid.
I was like police cars with cabs.
Exactly. So I ended up
that's so crazy.
Buying a school bus for like $1,500. And
you still have it?
No, I just sold it. And I just
tripled the money.
I did. Not triple. I doubled. I think I sold it for 3 racks. Yeah.
Damn. It is a school bus. Like I would imagine. I'm surprised you got it.
That would have been a nice school bus.
I know. That was like a huge steal. I should have put 35. As soon as I put that shit up there, it should start going crazy. Mm-hmm. And a guy who, I guess, what does he raise or sell bullies? He bought it for his kennel or whatever, the transport and whatnot. But he's like, hold it for me. I swear I'm coming. I'm like, damn, I should have put it for more because that shit went immediately.
Trading up, he was in the market for buses.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I did that. The reason why I sold it is because I was being harassed like by North Police. They were towing it, and that last $700-something I paid to get my shit out, I said, yeah, nah. That's it. You know, I'm got the shop now, and I'm just like, oh, nah, y'all in my pockets. Mm. And what really fucked me up is when I went to go get the bus. The guy who towed it, he was like, oh, because I was backing up. He was like, yeah, don't park it out no more. He was like, that cop looking for you. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, you used to live on Blum, because I used to live on Blum. He's like, you used to live on Blum, right? And I'm like, yeah, which is crazy because I didn't even live there in like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, he's been looking for it since then. So this random guy who I've never met before, day of my life, tell me that a cop was looking for it from an address that I didn't live in 2 years. Yeah. Let me know, like, all right, they on some bullshit. And it was just bad because Motor Vehicle gave me regular plates, mm-hmm. you know, because it doesn't have enough seats. It didn't qualify because it was like a handicap one. Yeah, it was a short bus. But it didn't have what qualifies for commercial vehicles if it has over 9 seats. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. So, because I asked them, like, you sure? I'm good? And they like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. So And then, that's but they're so like, crazy. Oh no, it's a school bus. It looks like a bus, whatever, whatever. So it's a whole back and forth shit with the, you know, North Police and, you know, that I'm just like, I hit baby girl up like, yo, would you want to like, she's so, like, it keeps giving us problems. And I'm like, all right, say less.
So it was an issue with parking on the street?
It was an issue with parking on the street. And then it was, like, almost impossible to find parking. The few spots that I did find, I couldn't fit in. Because it was kind of big. So I'm like, damn. So I'm like, fuck it. I got to sell it. And it was good because niggas was in a hole. Like, I had two Airbnbs. Well, at that particular time, I had one. And it flooded. Like the day before or 2 days before my grand opening of Sprouts.
Damn.
So it was just a ton of shit going on. And yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I could use that money anyway. Because I just had to move. And I just opened the shop. It was a lot going on last year. But, shout you know, we here.
Yeah,
make the pizzas hit.
Yeah.
Somebody got me. I'm telling you.
So let's reel it back just a second. Because that was pretty much a ill synopsis of like what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like a super entrepreneur at this point. You're talking about Airbnbs and ICs and so on. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask about like the very beginnings of Sprout Juice. Like where did it come from essentially? Like the idea of Sprout Juice and like what was the goal and the intention behind it?
So Sprout Juice has always, so Sprout Juice actually came from the aspect of what I still intend Sprouts to be. But so Sprouts was created for, I don't eat meat, so I only eat seafood. And you know, you go out someplace, you come back, whatever time, 2 a.m, the only thing you eating is fries.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit.
Or pizza.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, we need something for us. Like, so I thought of like kind of a fast food vegan style spot where you can go and get quinoa bowls, salad bowls for the, you know, and get it all types of night on a late night tip. I'm like, all right, the idea is great. I love the aspect, but it's far-fetched right now. So I'm like, I'll take part of it out. And I was always a smoothie girl. Oh, it's that time.
It is.
Hey, there we go. So I was always a smoothie girl. And, just naturally, because I was in the gym and just on a health tip, I learned more about juicing. And then I learned more about how juicing heals. So back 2018, when I thought of Sprouts, I was involved in a record label. I was involved in a record label at that particular time. I was about to shout it out, but nah. But
it just doesn't stop.
Like, you're doing a lot, but
it just doesn't
stop.
Yeah,
and that was...
you a contractor?
Chill. Heavy on A&R type vibes, but I kind of pushed that to the side, you know. So for what I was involved in, where I was going and what we were doing, I'm like, all right, before we be out here catching flights here to and fro, let me make sure that I you know, put my stake in the ground and do a give back to the hood. So Sprouts was my give back and still is my give back to Newark. I wanted to create a more healthier and affordable way for us to consume fruits and vegetables. Like for my average you know, peers who go to the Chinese store and say no onions in their fried rice.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's like this shit is for us.
Yeah, a lot of onions.
Sorry. Yeah, heavy on a lot of onions. But some people, this is the only sprouts. Vegetable they're going to eat all week, and they don't, you know? So it's like, look, she over there like, take them onions out. You like onions? Nah, that water right there is fire, too. Yeah, that's my favorite one. Yeah, that's the best water. I ain't gonna hold you.
We ain't gonna promote them.
They gotta get on board.
Yeah. Pay me, but
that part.
You got some good water.
They do. But yeah, so that's what Sprouts came up, and the name just even came to me. Sprouts, and what Sprouts means is like, you know, the growing, that aspect of something coming into fruition. And then Sprouts, like if you get Sprouts to put on your food, Sprouts is the most nutrient dense part of that food. So it just made a lot of sense. And yeah, that's how Sprouts came about.
Oh, okay. Just to let you know one up, because I know you walked out. She also was part of a record label. It's a lot of clips in her chamber.
Heavily.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, we're going to get into all of that because I got
that.
Questions.
I love that for you, man.
Indeed.
And here you are still being sprouted.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hold on. Shot o'clock. Listen, I got some ginger shots for
you. Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. I love me a good ginger shot. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Spell ginger.
Health is wealth.
It's J.
Ginger shot.
Let me know how much.
My brother. You getting special requests over here?
I'm paying for this, bro.
I don't care about none of that.
I'm paying for this.
How you know we ain't want to pay for it?
Then you should have paid.
How would I have known, brother?
You knew she was coming.
You gotta commit. He ain't mentioned nothing to nobody.
It's not her. She's only
I knew he was going to do something like that too.
You knew she was coming. Y'all know her. What she?
You know what's crazy? I was thinking like, damn, it's either Ron don't love them like that.
He ain't saying nothing about putting it in.
Y'all knew she was coming.
But I didn't know she was breaking. I wasn't even thinking about the pot.
I cop up.
Ryan get busy. Ryan hit me on a regular day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Philo be sleeping
at work. Yeah, feel me?
That's why you need the ginger shots.
You know, I ain't been asleep.
Wake you up.
Since yesterday?
Yeah, I'm actually going to start popping up on people, too, like, on some shot o'clock shit.
With the bus?
I gave mine to her, so.
Not with the bus. It's hilarious.
Oh, my fault.
How you take your shot without
my my fault. Or maybe I did that purposely.
Ohana.
Thank you.
All right. Oh.
So what are the benefits to this ginger shot here?
Oh, so it's an extra one.
Yeah, no, that was he gave you his, and I poured you one.
It's cool though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not yours
anymore. So ginger.
Can I get that back, okay?
No.
Ginger is great for digestion, boosts your immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Into the mic.
Oh, my bad. ginger is one of considered one of those superfoods. It's great for digestion, boosts your immunity, gets your blood flowing. Get that prana up. Mm-hmm. Then the apple, of course, the apple a day and apple's benefits, vitamin A, C, E type vibes. But yeah, let's get it.
And how often should we take these ginger shots?
Can we take the shot first and then?
Yeah. Taylor keeps interrupting the shot.
Hey, listen.
Now I'm interrupting.
To being sprouted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To getting sprouted
growth,
or being sprouted?
Health and wealth.
Yes, sir.
Now, how often would you say that we should take ginger shots?
Oh, yes.
I would say every day. It wasn't even that bad.
That's liquor.
He said, ooh, that's liquor.
That ginger don't ginger every time.
Ah, that's liquor.
I chose not to kill y'all with the lemon ginger. Regular ginger. little apple
that
ginger.
Was
yeah, it was apple is a little heat. But yeah, take it every day. You want to get shit moving. It boosts your metabolism.
Every day?
Yeah, you want to get
some every single day.
Yeah, you get in the morning. Stomach? All right, for instance, how a lot of Asian people, they drink warm tea when they eat. Because, that coldness actually shocks our system.
Yeah.
So being able to, when you're drinking tea, it helps move things.
When I move, you move.
You don't want your shit all clumped up in the what's name? And if you guys want some cucumber, pour up.
I want all that.
Get you right.
Would I be wrong if I just took
it? That's a parfait.
No, absolutely not. You want me to pour you some?
Yeah. Oh, please.
That's a parfait, my
Sorry, guys. Quick intervention.
Smoothie
bowl, my brother.
Courtney's feeding us.
Smoothie
bowl. We're getting sprouted.
Yeah, for sure.
Word.
As y'all should, too.
No, he don't deserve it.
So, you also, mentioned...
Wait.
Being
let her pour. They could wait.
Look who's interrupting now.
I just wanted to know.
This one has a little. I use the same press bag as the ginger shot, so got a little spice to it.
I'm about to slide. Blanco, you eating on the podcast, bro?
Yeah, you disrespectful.
Listen, stop a lot.
Come on, bro.
Oh yeah, I like the, this the new batch.
He said this is a new batch. You want some?
Oh my god.
Fucking with it.
Yo, I love this shit.
Yes, please.
Oh, I can to get sprouted. I can smell the cucumber. I ain't even drinking yet. This, I know this is gonna be good.
Cause you keep drinking that artificial stuff that don't got the rip.
I don't drink my calories, brother.
Nah.
Huh?
I don't drink my calories. I drink water.
But
act like you know.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But you want to know what's so crazy too that I just seen? It was a.
What about my question?
It was just on Twitter. I forgot your question. Go ahead, ask again.
To Sprouts.
Nah, you go. You,
nah, cause
we here for a long time and a good time. Go ahead.
But I'm saying it was something towards which.
I was going to ask about her fitness journey because she said she in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, was this a part of it as well, too? Like, Sprouts and fitness. Is there a Sprouts fitness? Will there be a Sprouts fitness?
I am this year going to Marriott. So, what I did with Sprouts, we still alive, right?
Yeah.
So always. What, we never stopped.
No, what I did with Sprouts was I actually created it on its own merit and I didn't want it to be connected to Courtney with a K. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Yo, it's crazy to see how I did that because, you know, I'll start talking to people and, I'm like, oh, yeah, I own a juice bar or I own a juice company. And like, oh, what's the name? And I'll be like, Sprouts. They're like, oh, that's you. And I'm like, yeah. So that made me feel good. That coming from several people, they didn't even know that I actually owned the brand.
You did that intentionally, though, right?
I did that intentionally, yeah, because I didn't want it to be like, oh, yo, you know, Corey, fitness, she got this. I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted Sprouts to be its own brand.
Mm-hmm.
So even on the page, like, I just really started showing my face.
I think that's smart.
Yeah, because I wanted it to have its own feeding. Its own footage. <you know? laughs>
Impulse.
But yeah, but this year I'm going to be marrying it more. Yeah.
Not real, it is. That's genius.
So yeah, is Courtney with a K a different...
Yeah.
Well, you're not
listening. Yeah, I'm my own.
Catch that?
We were just talking about
it. I get it.
I'm my own brand.
She just said that.
Yes. Pay attention to
it. It's Women's Month.
It is still Women's Month.
But, the reason why I was saying I feel like that's wild smart is because I do feel like it takes away when you're, mm-hmm. when you, like, are trying to attach to.
Yeah.
And I feel like with that, most people is just going to buy into one. So mm-hmm. it's like, if I came here for the fitness, I know that you got it, but mm-hmm. I'm focused on the fitness, mm-hmm. like, versus, mm-hmm. oh, I, this is somebody's fitness, and then, oh, here's somebody's, like, juice and Sprout for me.
Too much too soon.
But then once you, like, really get where you want to be, definitely put it all together. And then that's when you're going to hit them hard. They're like, damn.
Yeah, word. So now it's like, even recently, someone reached out to me, because I sometimes, like, now I'll repost stuff that I post on Sprouts on my page, like I reposted on my story, mm-hmm. and someone reached out. She was like, "Oh, hey, do you work here?" And I was like, "No, I actually, so I actually own it." But she was like, "Oh, wow!" And I was like,
"That's
yeah.
a flex."
Actually, yeah. I paid myself. I work for me.
And it is crazy, you know, because some people still connecting it, you know. So, but I haven't married it, and I'm be marrying it this year because I. Stopped the gym for 10 months. A lot of people don't realize that. But I was out of the gym for 10 months. And I'm locked back in now. I'm going to the gym after this.
Why? Because you was running around?
Yeah, it was way too much. Like, it was literally...
Like, you was out of it every day.
Yeah, I was. When I launched Sprouts, I launched Sprouts in June. And summertime is crazy. There's always tons of events that I'm at and doing. So it was hard, you know, juggling both, doing all of these events, trying to do the store at the same time. And it was literally impossible for me to even get to the gym. And they even don't know, oh, you can go at 5 in the morning because I'm usually a 5 a.m.er. But right now I'm like late night just because of how my time is permitting.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do was just solidify myself back in the gym, being consistent with even going. Cause I thought it was a hex on me. So I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it hard for me to get back in this gym? Like it was literally hard once it was time for me to go back because I was working overnight for 4 months. So
I'm
literally
overnight crew.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Just
so
graveyard shifters.
Yeah.
It was, I was like
6 years now.
Yeah. Oh, you a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a zombie.
No, he's a vampire.
That's why I said I've been up.
That's why he's drinking them poisonous energy drinks.
You know what's so funny?
What you need in your life.
Speaking of poison, right? And this, mm-hmm. I like how we about to spin into this. So, it was just a thread on Twitter of this guy saying, "Hey, I just tried UK's Fanta soda, orange soda." And when they put it next to it, you see the color difference. And, you know, feel me? Basically, in short, Fanta in the UK actually use real orange juice.
Like, wow, okay.
So he was like, I can definitely say, like, there's, like, poison that they're giving to us in the U.S. And I'm like, oh, you know what? When you look at it from a standpoint of, all right, this is supposed to be grape soda, orange, pineapple, why is it not that we're getting the actual, like fruit into it?
Oh, yeah.
So what I was going to say to you was, being that you do, like, with the sprouts and making juices, do it, like, is it, like, weird for you now when you have something that's artificial? Like, when it come to, like, it's supposed to have real fruit. When it's supposed to be, like, a certain kind of fruit or anything of that nature, like, when you taste it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Immediately. And it's so crazy because, so I stopped drinking, like, soda and all that shit years ago anyway, like, but...
Yo, dumb being.
That's absolutely true what the guy said. There's a lot of countries, they ban the majority of the shit that we use.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
down to
literally
Ritz crackers.
They ban a lot of stuff.
I promise you that I'll look it up. But Ritz crackers is actually banned in a country.
What they putting in Ritz?
They banned a lot of cereal. Yeah.
Ritz crackers be hitting.
Don't have your shit super.
It's killing me.
Yeah, Ritz crackers is banning.
Ritz crackers?
Ritz crackers is banned in Switzerland, Australia, Denmark, Norway, Iceland, yeah.
Where they got all the big Viking people. Yeah.
And, and this is makes why. Sense. While we got the big back people.
Fact. I ain't even gonna hold you.
But yeah, like, I mean, for the times I even been out the country, and you know, you like go try their snacks or like their drinks, you could just see it's always a difference.
The ingredient list shorter.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna hold you. It's down to a bag of Doritos. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, this is the real cheese. Like, this is a real bag of cheese Doritos. Like, versus like what we have. And I'm like, yo, I know for like with Chew being on your sprout journey, it's like everything that ain't
I mostly drink water and juice by default, only because I'm juicing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like fucking just juicing every day, all day, because I'm juicing. Sometimes I don't even get the juice for myself because I'm already juicing. Mm-hmm. So I drink water mostly. Yo, my daughter is so crazy because now that's why I call the watermelon juice pink water. Because
that's what she calls it.
We were in the home. We were in the house. She was like, we didn't have any water. I didn't buy any water. And she was like, could you please buy some water? Mind you, some watermelon juice in the fridge. I said, it's pink water. So she's like, I'm tired of watermelon juice.
I'm rocking with that.
I'm tired of watermelon juice. I said, it's pink water in the refrigerator.
how often should we be juicing?
And what are the benefits to it?
Okay, so there's tons of benefits. Some people incorporate it into their daily, like, consumption. They'll probably have a juice a day, which we should, you know, have at least a green juice a day or a juice a day. But then some people will fast. They'll do a cleanse with the juices. So they'll do 1, 2, or 3-day cleanse. And we should be cleansing quarterly anyway because you have to think of giving our digestive system a break to be able to just actually give it a break, so it's not consistently breaking down foods, but you're still getting all the nutrients. Because the difference between smoothies and juicing is just the extraction of the juice and nutrients and everything from the fruits and vegetables, and it's going straight into your bloodstream. So you're getting all the energy and everything, but your digestive system is chilling. It's not actually having to work overtime to break down all the foods. Where as opposed to smoothies is actually the whole fruit, which is perfectly fine as well, because what it does is it satiates you longer. So you can drink a smoothie and be held down longer, and you drink a juice and you probably like 45 minutes to an hour or two, depending on, you know, you like shit start touching.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not like, you know, because you're getting all the nutrients, everything is there for you. So definitely, I would definitely recommend, because we don't get enough fruits and vegetables into our daily consumption. Yes. Be drink a green juice. You know what I'm saying? Get you something, preferably Sprouts. Mm-hmm. Get you a Shrek. You know what I'm saying? I have curated each juice to be palatable. Everybody likes at least one of my juices. It's one type of juice that I got that you're gonna like. Even I think you guys might have had the Shrek, yeah. And it's not harsh. I put a shit ton of kale in it, but you wouldn't know because of the pineapple.
Everything I've had from you.
You know.
Delicious.
I curated it. So like I really awesome. When I started Sprouts, I went to Barnes and Noble's and I sat there for hours and I grabbed every smoothie, juice, whatever book they had, and I stacked up high.
Gangster.
And I just literally sat there for hours reading about different components that match with different things, that taste different things, wrote down some recipes. Look,
she truly tweaked it.
Yeah.
You're a juiceologist.
She truly.
Now I had to. Listen, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Ladies,
you know, that's
stand
like
on it.
It pisses me off when a lot of people a lot of people will use like cold press as a pop word, not really knowing what it is. Like you will probably see someone say, "Oh, I got cold press, so I got pressed juices." If you don't have a cold press machine, you do not have a cold press juice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's there's a huge difference, because cold press is the highest form of extracting juice from fruits and vegetables. It gets no higher than that. It's nothing better than that. The only difference between my juices and the juices like in Whole Foods that's sitting on the shelf for 2 to 3 weeks is that, because that was what I did. I went to Whole Foods and I sat there like, yo, how the hell are these juices sitting up here for 2 to 3 weeks and my shit lasted for 3 days?
Yeah.
So while I'm looking at the bottle and it said cold press, I said, okay, well, write that down, cold press. What the hell is cold press? Found out what cold press is. And then I'm reading it. It said HPP processing, which is high pasteurization, high pressure pasteurization, where they say cold press because it's the best juice, and they put it in this like chamber and it blasts it and kills all the microbes, and in turn it can last for 2 to 3 weeks or whatever. But the difference between my juice and their juice is that mine is raw and live, and it's the healthiest for you. Like you not,
yeah.
It still went through a pasteurization process.
Yeah.
So there's still elements of it that's not the greatest, but it's still a cold press juice, but it still has that. You're not getting those raw live enzymes like you would be getting from your local, juicery. And the difference between my juicer and what makes me the anomaly, I was the first one in Essex County with it,
mm-hmm.
And then there's a company in South Orange, but we low-key don't even claim South Orange. It's like they gave it to us so they could say Essex County got like a little suburban area, but it's up there past Seton Hall. I ain't even gonna shout them out because I'm on their ass. But they actually opened up their juice bar after the end of 2020 is when they popped up, but they have a second location somewhere else in some white ass town, which I'm on it because I don't even think they got cold pressing there no more. I went in there and I seen the centrifugal machine, but that's neither here nor there.
Y'all
just
stepped on.
They should look.
Stepped on too many times.
I am the only one in Newark, and the centrifugal, like your average at home, Breville or slow masticating juicer. It's still a great juicer. Don't get me wrong. I still recommend for people to juice at home if you have a juice, but the consumption, you have to kind of drink it immediately because it's dying. It's dying immediately. It goes through the oxidation process. As soon as you break down a fruit or vegetable, it starts to oxidate. That's like, for instance, cutting open an apple. And you see how it starts to brown.
Yeah,
that's the oxidation process.
I'm learning so much right
now.
So
when you're pressing it against that, it's like a screen, and the screen is spinning. And when you're pressing, it's very harsh. You lose a ton of the nutrients, and that heat, it heats it up, and it's killing all the enzymes. So it's best to drink that shit right then and there, or you can freeze it and drink it for later to kind of lock in the nutrients. But with cold press, you last in 5 to 7 days.
Okay. So now, my question to you is, because I think the big thing with being healthy, that everybody, well, I ain't gonna say everybody, but I know I see people always complain about, is that you said that you only drink water and juicing. So is it like more, well, how, like, is it something very expensive to keep up with? I'm not asking you.
Luckily, I own a juice bar. Mm-hmm. But I would say for those who, you know, or don't have that access, if you were to get a juicer, go to the farmer's market. You know, you'll make out better making your juice on your own.
I hate cleaning the juicer.
Yes, yeah, it's very tedious.
Yeah.
It's very tedious. It's when I first started it, the garbage truck man used to be like, we not taking it. They used to refuse it because, you know, shit get heavy. Yeah. What? And I'm some in the gym, and it was heavy. I ain't even gonna hold you. The bags were heavy, and I had to start breaking it down. Like, they was threatening us, like, we're not gonna take your garbage. It's too heavy.
Wow.
Like, it, but now cold press is different. I actually have a community garden initiative where I donate all my compost to community gardens.
Ooh, so,
yo, you are the,
I'm trying, like, to do something out here in these streets.
Like,
so,
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm talking about, like,
it's all the way around.
But, I've been sitting here saying you got, like, the whole full clip, but it's starting to be like you got a switch when you're
in the chair.
Coming, you got a switch on you.
She's silly. But I preferably only drink spring water. Mm-hmm. Which you got to look at it. You'll see it says from the springs. If it's not from the springs, all that alkaline, we got all the reverse osmosis.
You don't fuck with the alkaline?
That's, it's not real. It's
damn.
Not real. It's a process that is, it's a machine. That once them bubbles and all of that shit's gone, it's as osmosis. Good as purified water. You know, it's as good as purified water, but you want to get some
alkaline water?
Nah,
yeah, not the one. So, you gotta get spring water. Make sure it just says from the spring. So you can look on that bottle.
I love Poland Spring. Water.
It's like the dirtiest. It's like the dirty spring water.
Damn.
No. Don't get me wrong. I say dirty like this because it comes from several different springs. So they take it from fucking Wyoming and
they take it, so if you look on it
you'll see there's a list of different springs it came from over the years, because of course, you know, we're consistently growing it, that list grew. So Poland Spring, I rock with a Poland Spring. It's not my first choice, but I rock with a Poland Spring because it's still spring water. It just comes from several different springs.
So what's your first choice of water if you had to choose?
Aquapana.
Aquapana.
That's my shit. That one she got right there.
Okay.
That's heavy number two.
Yeah. I ain't gonna
and
hold
then,
you.
And then Fiji.
Fiji.
Word. No. Man. And you know what? I ain't even about to hold you. Let's dial this back. Crystal Geyser.
Yeah, I was saying
from the Dollar Tree. With don't the, don't
with
slip.
The, with the plastic handle.
Yeah.
That's that work.
But Crystal Geyser is official spring water.
It's probably was fake news, but I remember hearing like Fiji was like one
of the bad
ones. Fake news.
It ain't fucking Dasania. It ain't that dry ass water.
Nah, and I ain't going.
Fiji's good.
If you drink water for real, you can taste
the difference. Yeah.
So, no lie. When I was in Wawa, and I just happened to see it, I'm like, no, I came across this water, and I'm like, feel me? So I grabbed it, and the first time I had it, I'm like, yo.
Crazy.
And
me
I'm
my daughter
it,
was
I'm like, yo, I'm telling to myself, and I started, it got to the point where I'm telling people, I'm like, yo.
Me too. Try this water.
Have you tried this water?
Not because.
Dead ass helps me too.
I'm trying to tell you, like, when you taste it, it's like,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, you got to be a water drinker to
you
know.
You really can taste a difference in the water.
That
so it's like.
Crisp. That's a banging ass water right there. Yeah, it's a Hawaiian volcanic water.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit crazy.
I ain't gonna
crazy.
Hold you. That's what really caught me.
Yeah.
Hawaiian
oh shit,
volcanic.
We tropical.
Hawaii. Okay. And then, but I like once I really actually taste it, I'm like, nah, this is good water.
Yeah,
and
it
shit,
is.
She'll tell you like ever since then. I'm like, yeah, I gotta grab one.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen.
Like, word. And if you having like 2 for $3,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you get down with the mineral water.
It's just I'd rather have my minerals and stuff come from real spring water, and that's what these waters are when it's fresh from the spring.
Mineral water, because I'd be thirsty as hell still. when me and Jane, I think we was in Italy, All they had was mineral water. Mm. I'm about to pass out. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm like, y'all don't got no regular water nowhere?
They put something in it, whatever it is, it keeps you thirsty. That's like Dasania.
Yeah, and I'm just running through water.
They put something in it that'll keep you.
Maybe it's the sodium.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, I didn't know what it was called. It's the sodium, yeah. They put it in there, and it makes you thirsty. And if you notice, you'll go to venues in this Aquafina or Dasania, I think it's Aquafina or Dasania, they have all the contracts. So once you realize that, when you go to fucking Prudential or that's the only water they
Pepsi,
got.
Bro. That's that Pepsi. On a flight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's when Pepsi. You go to the airport, no matter, I ain't going to say no matter what plane, but as far as every plane that I've been on, mm-hmm. when it comes to water, it's Dasani. Always that. It's
Dasani. Yeah, that dry Dasani, ass
Dasani is cool.
Yeah, nah, and yep, I remember Coca-Cola. Talking about that. It was like, because it's a Coke product.
Nah, I think it's Coca-Cola.
Dasani is Coke. So Aquafina is what, Pepsi?
Maybe, I don't know.
It don't even matter.
That
it's bad
dry
dope.
As hell. That's yeah, it.
Aquafina tastes weirder than Dasani. Aquafina tastes like, it's like, I don't know, it's something weird in it.
You know the crazy part?
Dasani is Coca-Cola.
You know what's so crazy, though? And it just was last night. I'm thirsty. I feel me. So I just happened to go downstairs and
seen that
I'm looking,
Dasani.
Bro. I guess my brother had sent us some water, and he sent Aquafina, and I'm sitting here like,
bad dope.
At this point, I'd rather turn my head to the side over the sink and just. at this point, I might as well just run the sink and just put my head to the side.
My brother used to do that, and it was just so dirty because my mom always had water in the house. Mm-hmm. Like it was just one of those things. And he used to like, yo, you was savage.
Nah, yeah, as a kid, that's what we did.
Nah, not me. I'm from
East
Nines.
Like, yo, we didn't grow up in the same household.
The water
just
got pennies at the bottom of the cup.
pennies in the bottom of the cup.
Anybody that ever had East Nines water, it tastes like it's pennies in the cup.
Since like 6 years old, my fault.
This is crazy.
Because at 6, 7 years old,
bro,
I'm not thinking
like that.
I thought the water was good at 6 years old.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bro, you can give me a hose for my garden.
No, my grandmother be like, what you? Oh, water tastes the scent. No, this shit is terrible. I'm not drinking out this tap. This shit is terrible.
Nigga's too good for me. If I was playing outside, I was running out the crib real quick. I threw the sink on it.
I was in the city, nigga.
I was in Queens.
That's different. I'm talking about East Orange.
Yeah, he definitely drank the water out the park.
I was in Queens.
Queens is dirtier.
I was in Queens.
In Queens, you wasn't drinking your water and seeing Abe Lincoln when you looked up.
Abe Lincoln.
All right, boy. Hilarious.
Nigga said this ancestor water.
You see the $5 bill in this cup. Like, what?
It's not a $5 bill. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh shit. Man, but nah. Back with the sprouts, though, I don't know if it made it to the pod, or I don't know if we wasn't recording, but it was one day, you know, this is back when we was getting them right before the pod. Mm-hmm. We in here fighting over them. We like, oh, which one you got? Which one you
Where?
Got?
And
we
I think like, smoothies at
we,
that point,
we,
yeah.
We really just ripping them. We like, yo, she don't miss. She don't
I
miss, like,
that.
Every single one
that.
Hit. So,
you the Girl Scouts of Juice Press?
I love that.
Nah,
the Girl Scouts of Juice Press.
The thing that the thing for me with it is that I sometimes feel like, and this is just off of my opinion when I mm-hmm. see things, like a lot of time when I see people are promoting something, oh, they paid them, they want to promote mm-hmm. it. It ain't really that. Like, you know, celebrities do this all the time. They promoting stuff they don't even use. So I'm like, yo, I don't want y'all to think we are lying or gaslighting. This is really that work. Like, when I give you an opinion, I'm literally telling you right now, because don't get me wrong, someone paid me to do something, I gotta sell a show.
Fact.
But I'll be trying to tell people, like, when we drink and we get sprouted, every opinion is literally original. It's not like
awesome.
No faking.
I appreciate that.
It's none
that.
Of that.
Even the meetup initially before that ain't like, we dry it. You know, we get, I gotta see if it was good. I don't know. Yeah, it was on my ass. He's like, I don't care. I can't have no bullshit up there.
He said, "What did he say? Let me get an air sip or some shit like that." Oh my god, hilarious! Yeah, he was on my ass. That's why I love to record kids when they drink it, because you know kids ain't gonna lie. A kid not gonna hold nothing.
I'm sorry, but.
Call this nigga a baby. Childish.
You know what?
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't listen to these niggas. I was not trying to call Aunt no baby. Cut it out.
They so adorable.
Yo, you
but
guys.
But nah, I know what you mean, y'all though, because kids are literally... brutally honest.
They are.
They're brutally honest. Kids don't even know that they're hurting your feelings.
I went to they don't, and they don't care neither. They do not care.
Feel me? They just really just giving you their honest opinion, mm-hmm. and they don't this realize like
unadulterated. And I love that.
Yeah. Nah, I mean I would say that is a smart way to go about like getting a good opinion. Mm-hmm. Definitely go to a kid.
And so I love that when, you know, my customers, they record their kid getting sprouted. Even recently, this little white girl, she kept asking her dad, like, for cucumber juice. And and then he texted me, like, she been asking for cucumber juice for weeks now. And he sent me a picture when he finally got his order, her chugging it. Wow. And then I put, like, point of view. She's been asked for, you know, juice for weeks now, and she's killing it. And I'll record. Every time a kid tastes it for the first time, I'm recording them because I love the reaction. Even the ones that's not too shabby. Just recently, I went to Harriet Tubman School. I had a speaking engagement there talking to the kids about juicing and whatnot.
Telling you, it's a switch on her.
And,
she got boots a on switch.
The floor. One kid.
Boots on the ground.
Listen, I ain't even scratched the surface yet for what I intend to do.
Some way, like, somehow, you got a switch on a grenade launcher.
Where we at?
You going to shoot 20... one out of a grenade launcher, but 20, she 20, got 20, a switch on it.
Switch on the name.
Something's going to happen. We in 24, baby. It's all right. Oh, we in March 24. Sprouts is going to be in schools, Newark Public Schools specifically.
Gangsta.
Like, that's, I intend to have
unstepped
Sprouts.
On.
In the schools, like unstepped on.
She said sprouts.
I know, so, but you know when you get inside the school district,
when you say sprouts, it's not stepped on.
Right? Yeah,
it's not stepped on. Never that.
I said when you get into the school district, they like to touch shit up.
Oh yeah, nah, yeah, nah. I'm not gonna. They can't have that.
What school you went to?
They now, still, like, yo, they still serve these kids. Opening it up, yeah,
a little bit of this Abraham Lincoln water.
They dilute the water. Now.
They dilute the water. But yeah, it was one. You know, the kids, they got to taste the juices. At that particular time, I bought Sunkist for them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not gonna miss. All the kids love Sunkist. You know, Sunkist is pineapple, orange, carrot, and ginger. Not too much ginger, but. All the kids love it. It was two kids in there that were fasting, so they couldn't have it. And then it was just one little girl, and she just like, and I'm just like, well, what do you like? You know, I'm asking her, what kind of fruit do you eat? She said,
I want that purple.
Yeah, she wanted that purple part. And she's like, apples. And I'm like, you don't eat anything else? You know, just ask, because I really want to know. I was curious as to why she didn't find it tasty. She didn't like it at all. Mm. Everyone else, and that was crazy that day, too.
Yeah.
You know, fruits and vegetables vary in taste anyway, but it was on point. Like, Sunkist was Sunkissing that day. And it was going crazy. And she was the only one that didn't like it. And, you know, so I started asking her questions. But then I thought about this, too, because it's like, damn. That mean her taste buds
ruined.
Yeah, are jacked right now. Mm-hmm. She needs a major reset.
Yeah.
Cause this is one of my sweetest juices and she didn't find it tasty. So that means that she has consumed so much processed sugar that
her tolerance
is because I'm burst. Sure even you just now you just ate that bowl. That's not as sweet as you can taste it to be because you had that bowl and that the what is it, the strawberry and banana and all that stuff, it dies it down. Yeah, it dies it down. So you can taste it, but it's not as sweet as it would be if you just had a clean palate. And that's just like, I could eat a piece of candy or eat gum. Like, I got gum in my mouth. It's not as sweet as I know it to be because I already got another, you know, sugary kind of taste on me. So that just let me know, like, damn, little mama need a little reset. And it's just shit like that. I be driving and I'm seeing kids walking to school drinking soda. Don't get me wrong, I was one of those kids, you know?
Of course.
Drinking soda, chips.
Hot Cheetos.
Hella Flintstone, long Flintstone powder shits. Like,
sugar sticks.
Exactly. But you know, we had the extra large ones.
That's like, basically like, you know, I ain't gonna hold you. That's like shooting up a needle.
It really is. Just imagine.
It's straight up sugar.
Sugar that you just put straight into your system.
Yo, that shit had to be a good 10, 15 grams of sugar. Like, we just.
They're wondering why the kids is wilding.
I never thought about that. They just say, you know what? Let's stop thinking so much deep into like making it as little candies. Just give them sugar in a stick.
Put some color on that shit.
Put some sugar in a stick. Give it to them.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, but just trying to change that. Like, we really do have to become more health conscious on all levels, because what is the point of doing anything in life if we're not going to be here to be able to do it?
Honestly, we anticipate
being sick later on, and we think that shit normal. Like, we do not have to go through all of these ailments and things that we go through, which is the reason why I switched my diet. Like, growing up, you know, seeing certain family members have diabetes, getting amputations and things like that.
Yeah.
And then just knowing what America does to the meat out here. Like, it was never, save the animals for me, because just from what I've learned on a historical aspect, the only reason why we are, I don't want to get too deep on it, be nerding on here on y'all, but the only reason why we even Homo sapiens is because we started to eat meat, and then we began to stand upright and our brains got bigger and whatnot. So I'm not against us eating meat. It's just what the fuck they do to the meat out here that fucks shit up for me. That I'm just like, yeah, nah. So that's why I pretty much switched my diet.
So what'd you just eat? What, salmon?
Seafood. He said just salmon. Yeah, and then that's the thing.
You're eating them sea roaches. I know you're eating them sea roaches and shrimps.
I do.
Shrimps.
I do. They are. They're
the roaches of the sea. But,
they are.
But yeah, on that, too, we only got one body.
True.
Stop being cheap with your health.
Very true.
Feel me? I feel like, for the most part, people get to stores, places, and they start comparing. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather take the cheaper, which is doing more harm to your body.
Yeah.
Like, I done seen people that really have in their mind, you know what? Well, I want a salad. Mm-hmm. Get to the spot, see the salad costs more than this. Mm-hmm. You know what? Just give me the burger.
Like, fact, word.
Or they get a salad and dump mad dressing on it. Like, the salad dressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
1,000 calories.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 hours with 1,000 calories.
So what advice would you give somebody that is trying to start a new diet?
You don't have to. So, like, how I did it, it was just time for me to go shopping. And when I went shopping, I just didn't buy any meat.
Where do you go?
Where do I go shopping? Mm-hmm. I go to ShopRite. ShopRite, I'll do Whole Foods a little bit. They pretzel buns crazy.
Aldi's?
Trader Joe's. Aldi's is actually mad lit.
Think that
but I'm heavy farmer's market.
Okay.
People be thinking because Aldi's pricing that it's mad like unhealthy and stuff like that. But if you really read into a lot of the stuff that's on the back, it's not much different what you looking at in ShopRite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a different name of the brand, and that's how much people minds is already
Aldi's
like.
Aldi's is like a cheaper Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, low key. Yeah, Trader Joe's is crazy. I love their salmon burgers. When they say premium salmon burgers,
I heard about
are premium.
Those. I'm about to go spin
salmon
on them.
Salmon burgers with the pretzel bun from Whole Foods, put some garlic hummus on there. With the butterhead.
Text me.
She get a whole snack.
I need a text of that. Feel me?
You know what I'm talking about? Slice the red onion.
Clip it and then
film me. That's what I was just about to say.
Make sure you toast the bun a little bit too. You can put the bun on the pan, flip that thing over, put the garlic hummus.
Nigga said at 30 seconds you want to flip it, not earlier, nothing later.
it's actually mad crazy. Yeah. All
right. So off of his question, because I know how you said little mama need a reset. How would you like? What would be the best way you say for a parent to like
reset their kid?
Yeah.
Give them more fruits and vegetables. Give them more fruits, I would say, starting off. You know, technically we are more fruitarians than anything, but you could just give her more fruits oranges, throughout the day. Tangerines. Yeah, exactly. And it's build just going to do tolerant, like, yeah, it's okay. Just going to do like a natural sugar reset, you know?
She said she liked apples, didn't she?
Yeah, she liked apples. So just, and she said she likes watermelon too.
Okay.
I told her I was going to double back on her with some watermelon juice. Oh, yeah. But yeah, and no added sugar drinks. Like, especially so eating. No candies. If you give them those freaking, what is it? Adam and Eve little fruit snacks. Yeah, little 100%. Yeah, give them different alternative, just not that super
added sugar processed.
Yeah, that artificial. Just start eliminating some of that stuff. You know, it doesn't even have to be as drastic as we think it should be to be able to reset yourself. Mm-hmm. It does not. It's not even that hard. Like, when it was time for me to stop eating meat, well, when I decided to stop eating meat, I just didn't buy any meat. Mm-hmm. And I just learned different alternatives. So quinoa is a complete protein. Mm-hmm. You can get protein from spinach. You can get protein from hemp seeds, from chia seeds. You get protein from spirulina. I have a juice called blue lemonade. That's what I should have made, y'all. Y'all would have liked that one.
Always next time.
It's always next time. Mm-hmm. Yes, the blue lemonade. Spirulina is a complete protein. And that's the misconception. People like, oh, you need protein. Yeah, we do need protein, but don't think that protein in its complete form is how we need to consume it, and mm-hmm. it only comes from animal flesh. It does not. Like, I don't eat seafood every day. It's just not healthy for you to eat seafood every day, especially, granted, salmon has a low mercury content, so I just don't eat it every day anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating more, like, I bust down some kale greens with the sauteed onions and peppers in it, probably some jasmine rice, sweet plantains, some beans, maybe if I'm feeling a little
spicy.
You know, a little spicy. Kidney. Okay. Kidney, yeah.
But yeah. Not for nothing though, a lot of I will say with the children, it starts from the parents.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell you right now, just off of when I used to work at ShopRite, motherfuckers get their food stamps, and you look at their cart, and
it's nothing
but
sugar,
processed junk,
hella boxes,
food.
Frozen food. All
you got the 50 pack of bag of chips.
No, for real.
You got 30 packs of Capri Suns. Like,
the yellow box of sausage.
I don't be seeing not one fruit. Mm-hmm. Not one fruit.
Fucking Hot Pockets.
And kids love that shit. You gotta start them younger. Imagine giving a baby a strawberry for the first time. They not gonna say ew and pass that shit away. They going, it's sweet. So that shit is gonna wake their taste buds up immediately anyway. They gonna love it. That's where it starts from. You have to start just giving them stuff. Even freaking down to the vegetables. Get their ass a celery stick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that they're not going to like it just because you don't like it, you know? And so that whole picky eater shit is crazy. Even for myself, I didn't eat peppers and stuff growing up too much. I wasn't really big on it. But when I stopped eating meat, my palate changed. And I started being able to like mushrooms and different shit.
What's one thing y'all didn't eat as a kid, but y'all eat now? Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like a variety of vegetables.
Because mine was Brussels. Yeah, I'm about to say Brussels sprouts.
Baby asparagus. Cabbage, that's my shit.
Yeah, baby cabbage. You know the deal.
Brussels sprouts.
And mushrooms for me.
Anything I ain't eat,
mushrooms.
I still
you
don't
like
eat.
Mushroom?
I always hated peas.
What?
What?
Green peas?
You got to mix it with the mash.
Honestly.
If I got to mix it with anything, it's ass.
Lick an ass?
But Joe, don't you know that's how ketchup and everything
Wait,
was
you
invented?
Said what?
To put over.
I don't know what he just went.
Over.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Okay.
You don't like green beans?
Stream
beans are cool, but not peas.
So if you, right? What the? Is peas in the street?
No.
Peas is good.
Peas taste different.
I don't know. That's probably because I was eating the wrong peas, but peas is good.
Yeah, peas is good.
Are you eating the sweet peas or are
you eating them out of the can or you eating
It's been so long, I don't remember. Because I'm not eating.
Like, feel me?
What's happening here?
Depending on having this knowledge.
I used to put I used to hide them just in a napkin.
Shut up.
I'm not eating that shit.
It's just.
So your mom wasn't letting you get off the table.
It was my grandmother.
So she wasn't letting you leave the table if you didn't finish your food.
Nah,
damn.
Peas, trash.
Oh, I can see how people wouldn't like zucchini.
Zucchini hit.
I used to hate it. And squash.
Squash hit too.
That was terrible to me.
You too much eating squash and zucchini, but you can't eat a little
green. Right, you couldn't even.
Nigga, green peas is ass.
Shut up.
There's other color peas.
You still pick them out? That's crazy. It does have a bland kind of flavor to it. That's what.
Yeah, like,
what about you? What you
black eyed peas?
Like? Nah, yo. I just made black eyed peas for the first time this year. Them shit slap.
Yeah, black eyed peas it.
I didn't know. Them shit slap.
Yeah, they got a couple.
You never had them before?
They used to put, Crooklyn, they used to put like family. They used to put like meat in the shit, like bacon.
Who's day?
Who's day?
Who's giving you them? We need names.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie.
Ask him, about to whoop they ass.
Ask him who was giving a black eyed peas.
Like, get mad at niggas that who is
who gave
day?
You these black eyed peas?
Crooklyn fucked it up for me. Growing up, y'all saying Crooklyn, right? Yeah. Crooklyn fucked it up for me. So when he threw up on the plate, I was like, I don't. He don't like them shits. I don't think I'm gonna like them shits neither. So I just never really ate them. But I made them shits this year. Yo, them shits was crazy. Some sweet plantains. I love.
They have plantains. They have an iffy way with me. I don't really like plantains, but I like them.
Mm.
It's like weird.
You're just weird.
Which ones? Like, do you like them? Like, you?
I like them.
I like them
because you know people make them differently. People make them differently. I don't like when people make them and they dry. Like, yeah, I like mine.
Okay,
like
them moist.
Yeah.
Moist plantain.
Yeah, I need mine to be a little more.
Any kind of plantain.
Same.
What, you used to eat anything? Y'all eating plantain chips? When you were younger?
Yeah, yep. Plantain chips.
Excuse me. She asked me. I'm sorry.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. No, did you eat anything?
I mean, I'm kind of like him. Like, for the most part, I really didn't have too many vegetables that was being made that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I still eat majority of it.
Okay.
I'm not really too much of a fan of, like, dry carrots.
Okay.
But if I got, like, something like the dip them in.
Like ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah, like, then we good. But, like, just eating a straight-up carrot.
Nah, carrots roasted are crazy.
Carrots are sweet, too. They got
They are.
Yeah, you got to boil them.
All right, buzz,
you boiling them?
You boiling your carrots, bro?
Yeah, they soften them.
Shut I the roast
fuck.
Mine.
Yo, okay, niggas don't know how to cook fucking carrots.
Oh.
Because somebody over there boiling carrots, niggas don't know how to cook.
This nigga said he's Ramsay. Like, he boiled his carrots.
You
Ramsay.
Eat a sandwich. Just boiling your carrots in a bowl.
You boil your potatoes.
Can definitely. I cook for you?
Heavenly.
Okay.
Boy, you use
it's the same thing.
Smash
you roast
potatoes?
The carrots.
I roast
you roast potatoes.
Y'all ever made smashed potatoes?
What is smashed potatoes?
So you boil,
mashed?
No, you boil the potatoes
really
a little
like
bit just so enough that the fork can go through it.
Yes.
And then you will take them out and you will smash it like with a cup or something and then you'll put them in the oven.
And you put so butter in them?
Nah, you just salt, pepper, that shit. And,
you know niggas don't put butter in their food?
Nah, cause no, you're not making mashed potatoes. You just smack like so. You're gonna take like the
them,
little,
but they're not whipped.
Oh, you
no the little.
Because I just had mashed potatoes. I just had some mashed potatoes, so I want to see. I want to see what Courtney
yeah, like the finger, like the small ones, the
yeah,
small ones.
I've actually had those.
But the Russell potatoes.
You no, you're talking about them thick ass, big ones. The small, real small, like fingerlings.
Yeah,
and then you'll boil those and then you smash them with the cup and you put them in the oven.
And let it roast.
Little Himalayan on that thing.
The problem with
Himalayan salt?
Himalayan pink salt, yes.
You said that's not good, though.
Oh, my gosh. Who said that's not good? Who lied to you?
I lied.
I'm about to say, iodine.
Sea salt is not good for you, guys.
No, sea salt is good for you. It's iodine
salt.
They
say sea salt has plastic in it.
You have plastic.
Shut up.
They
don't even know what you're talking
they
about.
They not getting this salt from fucking...
You can be a little tired of you. Look
at what's our shore name?
Nigga said plastic.
Seaside.
That's
that
our
seaside.
Government doing that to us. Ain't got nothing to do with the salt.
No, I get that.
Like, there's plastic in the sea salt. What else?
So many conspiracy theories.
That's so, not the conspiracy theory.
Oh gosh,
hilarious.
But fingerling potatoes take mad long to roast in the oven. I'm sorry, so I don't do that too often.
That's why you boil them first.
I'm taking an hour to make some potatoes.
Oh my gosh. You ain't hungry. You ain't hungry.
I like quick meals. Unless if I really want it, then I'll plan for it.
Throw that cup in the garbage.
There you go.
No, I'm saying. Just that one he put on the table.
So I wanted to ask you about some of your other like endeavors as an entrepreneur, but
definitely the A&R.
Yeah, for sure. Like, how did you even get into these avenues? Do you have like interests outside, obviously, of health and wellness and fitness that got you into it, or is it like more of an opportunity that presented itself?
No, definitely. I have always had that hustler mentality growing up. My first most memorable moment of like getting money on some my own type vibe was we had a bad winter one year, and me and this young guy up the street, this guy's cousin up the street, we were talking the night before, like, yo, it's gonna be snowing, let's go out shoveling. And he was like, all right, I'm with it. So I'm like, come get me in the morning. He came down super early in the morning, too, probably like 6-7. Came, I put on mad layers, and I lived in North Newark on 11th Street and 4th Avenue. So I was close by like Belleville, going towards like, not Belleville, I'm lying, Bloomfield Avenue. So we walked down closer to 1st Avenue, and we shoveled. We were just shoveling mad houses. And then at that particular time, Dino's was open, and Dino's was across the street from this laundromat on First Avenue. So what we did was we went to the laundromat, dried our clothes, went across the street to Dino's, got some pizza, went back out shoveling again. Now I collected all the money because I'm honest. Hey, and when we broke even like $400 and something each. And I remember that was my seventh grade year, because it was around Christmas time, and the only thing I wanted for Christmas was a computer. Uh-huh. So my mom was in the house hooking the computer up, and at this particular time, one of my first real entrepreneur endeavors was I used to make T-shirts. I used to take the iron on transfer paper and like really
switch on it.
Yo, if somebody would have honed in on me before the T-shirt wave.
Yeah.
You know, like if I had a mentor or someone to really, like I used to take the Don Diva magazines and take different Joel Santana,
he was ahead of your time.
Yeah, and I'm going to pull up an old ass picture that I had with one of the t-shirts that I made, and I would take the iron-on t-shirt paper from Staples, print it out, and I ironed it on. I was selling a few of those. So I remember coming in the house, she's hooking up the computer, and I just came in there, peeled off, like, hey, I gave her money for the t-shirt paper. My brother seen me like peeling off. He, ma, check your money.
Check your money.
It was so funny. And the nigga had the nerve to steal the shovels. But by that time, everybody and their grandmother outside, all the fiends and everybody up there with shovels. But we had went early and racked up. I remember his one house, you know, we asked to shovel, and he was about to let us. And then he was like, you a girl? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, nah. And it's like, nah, I ain't about to let you do it. I guess he felt bad. He ain't wanna let us do it. But snow was up to here, and that was the most money like I made in a one sitting. So I've always had that get up and go entrepreneur kind of vibe. My mom was a longshoreman for years. That was her money, though. That wasn't my money. She had the money. I ain't had shit.
Money.
So she just took care of me. So, you know, my mom, I gathered my work ethic from her. Like, she was on it. Like, she would be home 6 hours, leave, just back and forth. She was always getting and going. So I definitely adopted that work ethic from her. And shit, you know, growing up in the hood of North New Jersey, I used to sell hella weed. At one time, I was a whole ass.
Oh, you was sprouting.
Oh yeah, nah, I was a whole ass.
You was sprouting. I used to sell before the sprouts.
I used to sell airy. That's how.
No, I stepped on.
Before the wave. Yeah,
airy was
stepped on.
Not the oregano.
At a time.
Well, no, airy was the work at the time before Skady came and fucking
before
everything.
Before sour and all that hit.
It was airy.
It was airy.
It was a Jamaican lady that lived across the street named Grandma.
She had the good airy.
She had the good airy. Big ass dice to have my mans go and get it from us. Hella seeds. And I used to sell airy, and then I used to buy an ounce for like $400.
That's true transparency right here.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep it. Yeah, I told. And it's so sad because I told this to high school students,
Oh, and, I thought you was about to say this when you was pitching your.
No, no, no. It was a transparent conversation I was having with them, and I shared, like, you know, when I was in high school, my early years of high school, I used to sell mad weed. Like, my mom and I started bumping heads crazily, and I'm going my freshman year of high school. You telling me you're not buying me X, Y, and Z? You bugging? So I was paying for my own clothes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying my own shit. So I used to be selling hella weed to the point where I stopped because I got pregnant in my senior year. I had phone clientele like crazy. I had white people calling my shit. I didn't even have to go outside. I just, my phone clientele was crazy.
It's funny because if you were sitting here telling that to like the kids, like, yeah, I used to be selling Ari. You sex trafficking? Like, they don't know nothing about no Aries.
No, not about no Aries.
Yeah, you were selling the girls.
And wow. So I had my daughter. I was pregnant my senior year. I was driving my senior year. I had Monte Carlo with some 19s, but I kept them clean, though.
I kept them clean, though.
I kept them clean, though. Pregnant as hell. I went to... No, I was chilling. I was always cool with the. I would tinted windows. It was a blue. It was a blue one. It was a blue one too. Shout out to my daughter's father. I was at the mall with my best friend at the time, and at the bus stop, and he called me. He was like, "Yo," because one of my mans had sold it to him. He was like, "Yo, you seen?" He was like, "You want this?" And I was like, "Hell yeah!" And he bought it. So yeah, I had the Monte. My first car I bought at 16 from a fiend father for $200. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was 16 with a. I used my first job was working at.
That is crazy. You want to get high that bad? You sold a car for $200.
Like $200.
I don't need it.
It was an Oldsmobile. It was an Oldsmobile, and it lasts me months. I had that Oldsmobile for months. Probably like a good Oldsmobile. I want to say it was a Cutlass, but I don't even remember.
That's crazy.
But I had an Oldsmobile, bought off a fiend father for $200. I used to work at McDonald's at the airport, Terminal C. And that was my first job. So I had money from that, and then I bought the car. Stopped working there, and, you know, I was
Let me know when you're ready for your biopic.
I was traveling. And then, so having my daughter at 18... I turned 18 in May, graduated June. We got our apartment in June, had her in July. And so I remember like sitting down with the shoebox, all my receipts. And I was just like literally sitting there. So I'm putting them by month. I'm just, you know, going down a whole rabbit hole of how much money I used to be spending. I'm like, yo, because we used to go to the mall every weekend. You know, Elizabeth, Jersey Gardens was popping on the weekends. What? At the movie theaters? Yeah, it was popping on the weekends. I used to be there every weekend. And I used to just be spending hella bread. And I just remember, I'm like, yo, I'm looking at all the receipts. Like, yo, I was really spending a lot of money. But... You know,
you got to
make the pieces.
Always been a hustler,
but that definitely changed me. In terms of when I had my daughter, of course, you know, I had to start thinking a little differently, and not wanting to put her in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, all of that had to fall to the wayside as far as me. You know, my whole, yeah, I can't be pregnant over here selling hella weed and nothing no more. So, that
selling
ended.
Diapers.
Facts. That
diapers
ended.
And wipes.
And I tried to selling return back to school a little diapers. Bit too quickly. Fuck them student loans.
She needs them.
Fuck them student loans. They ain't getting it from me. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get them? That shit back in blood.
Hey, yo.
Damn.
Nah, I intend to slap them in the face with it at one time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's always been the like, yeah, because it's not a ton.
Yeah, Dean.
It's not as ton as everybody else's. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I only like 20. Like,
damn.
Like 20.
Only.
That's a lot.
I mean,
congratulations.
Nah, to some a wild amount.
Nah, true.
It's some people have a wild amount. 100K. Like, yeah, 50,000, 80,000. I've heard. I'm like, damn, that's a lot. Like, at least $20 is a little bit more tangible. It's a lot, but it's a little more tangible than.
Yeah.
But I'm just not about to sit here and work my life to pay you that 20 back. Hell no, because first of all, I didn't even get my degree from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to Berklee College downtown, and it was super hard for my daughter's father and I. We used to literally, I mean, we didn't have a car for like a few months at one time, and we lived on South 10th Street and like South Orange Avenue. We used to walk all the way over to Bloomfield Avenue by the CVS, mm-hmm. bring her to her school, hop on the light rail, go downtown, and
Uber didn't even exist at that time.
We was trucking it, mm-hmm. and you know that was a daily battle. And then when we got a car again, you know, downtown Berklee College, you driving around in a circle waiting, looking for parks. You down there by Newark Museum. It was crazy in the morning. So it came to the professors telling me, like, yo, it's not your grades, it's your attendance. So they had to, you know, I'm failing because of my attendance. And it just, mm-hmm. it was crazy. So it came to the point where I'm like, yo, it's either I'm a provide for my family, get a job, and make sure that I can keep a roof over our heads, or I'm about to
go back.
Living with my mom and somebody taking care of us, and I couldn't do that, so I dropped out of school for that particular point. I went back, but even now, I don't regret going to, I only got my associates. I don't regret going back to get it necessarily, but I wouldn't have done it. I didn't pay for it, granted. However, that shit went at Essex County. I had to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I had to pay for it. I think I only paid one time because I felt one of the whole semesters after my daughter's father passed. Like, I was just stressed. So mm-hmm. I had to, like, I failed them classes. But I think I paid for a few classes one time. But other than that, you know, all that shit was paid for. But I wouldn't have done it necessarily, because working full-time, 9 to 5, getting out, having to go to class at 6 and picking baby girl up around 9 or whatever was just
a lot.
And it wasn't sitting well with me, all that time spent away from her and not having that much time to do shit. It was just a lot, man. So
shout out to you.
Thank you.
I told you, definitely a switchy on you.
Switchy on me is crazy.
What?
Because niggas got it out the mud.
Facts. Still getting literally. It out the mud. That's why I be like, yo, I can't allow, you know, my life to go in vain. Like, all of this stuff that I was doing is just adding more to, you know, my story. Mm-hmm. And I won't allow this to go in vain. I can't. Like, I've been through too much for me to fail. Like, I'm a die by this for real. Like,
thanks. All I'm a die that by this. Brought you to pressing juices?
Well,
that's crazy.
Well, no.
Well, she does a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Well,
so. Yeah.
But she does this.
She done broke everything down.
Well, she don't sell drugs.
No, I don't.
But yeah.
Right.
It seems crazy.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But before we head up out of here, definitely shout out to you. Honestly, this, I feel like, I don't know about everybody else, but I took a lot from this. Like, mm-hmm. learned a lot.
It's a lot to take from this.
So I appreciate you even coming out. Also, if someone wanted to find you or, you know, your mm-hmm. handle, where can they find you at?
You can find my personal page at Courtney with a K. It's Courtney, KourtneyWitak. It's wit because I'm witty. Hey. I should be right after that Kardashian chick. as soon as you put me in, I should be right after that Kardashian mm-hmm. chick. And then you can find my business page, Sprouts Juice. As SproutsJuice, Sprouts Juice. We are located 15th Street and 15th Avenue. We're on the number blocks. We are in the middle of the hood, West Ward. I'm new to that area, but they need it the most out there. So I'm happy to be, you know, even have such a premium brand within that part of Newark, and it's number 4 on the state's list of food deserts. Mm-hmm. So that's another, you know, another thing too, just trying to, you know, eradicate that and bring that down. You go to my personal page, you're going to see mostly me pushing more iron than the D-boys outside. I pick heavy shit up and put it down sometimes. But yeah, man, you can find me there, pull up at the shop. I'm getting sprouted. You know, I make smoothie bowls, cold pressed juices, plant-based snacks. You can get up with me if you want to work out, do something. it's so many different sides to me. I'm surprised.
Told you it's a switch.
Yeah, and so I'm delving back into my poet bag. I don't know if you say that. It's so crazy because a lot of people only know me strictly from that too, but
that's how you build a market.
You know. So, yeah, this was a great conversation. I'm glad I was able to finally get up here with you guys.
You got any like any upcoming events or anything?
Yeah, what's next for Sprouts, man?
I am looking to do more brand partnerships. I just did last weekend. I did a brand partnership with a brand called Think Like a Boss. It's a lady by the name of Alex. She had a standing on business event. That was just a women's event pertaining to entrepreneurship and business. And she had like a whole, panel discussion and things like that. So what I did was I sponsored the event by providing them with cold pressed juices with a custom label. Mm-hmm. Specific to that event. So I'm looking to do more events like that. I do have a vending event coming up next week on the 23rd. Saturday. It's next 23rd. Saturday. The next Saturday. It's called A Taste of the Diaspora, I believe. I don't know where it's going to be. I'm sorry. Go to Sprouts Juice. But it's A Taste of Diaspora pertaining to just African foods and black businesses within the area. So I was hit up about that. There's another event that I think I'm going to do on the 30th with an Easter kind of egg hunt vibe. This is just the only the beginning of the immense amount of events that Sprouts is going to be doing throughout the year, because once, vending comes back around, I'm everywhere. I'm outside. So
with the icy truck.
I'm trying to see if baby girl want to do it. She actually sold it to me. Because I'm planning, my daughter will be 16 this year. Mm-hmm. So I'll be planning a sweet 16. Yo, it's crazy. Yeah.
If you need a DJ, let me know.
Yeah.
If you need a photographer, let me know.
All right. It's a one stop shop.
Let us know.
He's doing
interviews in the middle of a sweet 16.
That part, yeah. So that's going to be fun. So, yeah, just steadily just trying to continue to expand and grow and build. I'm looking to do a lot more applying for grants and things this year, because I funded everything with Sprouts out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, help me.
Mm-hmm. Of a government payer.
You know, yeah. Like, y'all want to break down this food desert, right? Put your money where your mouth is. So just, getting more involved in stuff like that, and also getting more involved with the community gardens. And trying to get more involved with the schools as well. Because like I said, I have big plans for NORC. And just big plans on, my whole mission is to make health cool amongst the kids and in our peer group for real. Like, I intend to be on some like heavy East Coast, make health cool vibe, you know?
I like it.
It's a lot of things we can do. A lot of things we can do.
One time for Courtney, man.
Appreciate it.
Oh, snaps.
She does poetry, remember?
Indeed.
I didn't forget. But thank you for stopping in. You know what I'm saying? We will definitely have you up here again in the future, as long as your schedule permits, because, you'll be running around doing a lot. So.
Right.
But, that's B-Lo. That's Rock Call.
If you're still here, like and subscribe, gangster.
This is Motion.
Are you? Run up on baby. Bitch always be on the floor. Come here like me with a tool to come through and blow a hole. Got millions out there, rap. She thinks.